I can remember as a child hearing the words, "Boys, it's time to wake up." Have you ever noticed how often in the scriptures we are told to wake up? That means we're morning people. We're going to discuss that today in the Word. Good morning and welcome back to Today in the Word. Man, it is so good to have you follow with us through the book of Romans. Can you believe we're wrapping up chapter 13 today? Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer, and I'm glad that you are following. If you've not subscribed, be sure and push that button. And also like this and get it out on your social media, because there are so many who are hungry for some consistent time in the scriptures. Today, we're talking about what it means to wake up and why we're called to be alert. We're in chapter 13, verse 11 through 14, wrapping up this chapter. Paul has just finished exhorting us to fulfill the law by loving one another. And he says, "And do this," talking about loving one another, "knowing the time that is now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." Let me talk to you for just a moment on those verses. Whether you associate the day that's at hand as the final day, or even the day that was coming up on the first century Christians, the day of the Lord, of great destruction on Jerusalem that Jesus prophesied in Matthew 24, when he told them, "When you see the army surround Jerusalem, flee into the mountains." Did you know the Christians did that? And not one Christian lost their lives in the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD. But over 1 million Jews were slaughtered. Jesus warned them of his day. So this reference could clearly be seen in light of Paul saying, "Awake, be alert, don't be asleep." Whether you associate it with that or the very final day, the exhortation is the same. So I want to tell you that it's possible as believers to fall asleep. I don't mean die, and I don't mean lose your salvation. What I mean is that we're not alert. The scriptures constantly tell us to be alert. Jesus told his disciples, "Watch and pray. Can you not tarry with me for 1 hour? Be alert." Life, responsibilities, discouragements, all of these things cause us to fall into a spiritual slumber. And so you regularly hear Paul tell believers, "Wake up. Be alert, be sober." That means that we are in a spiritual journey and a spiritual battle at all times. He tells us here in these two verses that I just read, "Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light," the full armor of God. The armor of light is Christ himself. So that means we can actually, as believers, take on darkness. Have you ever noticed that in your life? I have. When you've served the Lord for a long time, and you look back, you be honest, you'll see seasons when you were not alert in the spirit. You were not on the cutting edge. And consequently, the Lord will reveal that to you. I know the difference in my own life. And when I'm in those times, what he calls darkness, you're subject every kind of temptation. You're not walking in the liberties which Christ has given to us. That's why he says in verse 13, "Let us walk properly as in the day." We're morning people. We're day people. You know, I happen to be one of those morning persons. I love being up in the morning. My mind's clear. I'm alert. I'm ready for the day. I know what that means in the natural, but spiritually he says that we are to walk in the day, not in revelry or drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, and not in strife and envy. He names those fleshly sins that we're not to walk in, which means Christians can walk in that as believers. Well, and he's telling them, therefore, walk away from that. But here's the issue. Because you are new in Christ, it almost sounds like Ephesians, put on the new man. He says in verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the new man. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. This reminds me of the book of James, when the scripture tells us, submit ourselves to God. That when we submit our mind, our will, our emotion, our bodies, we place it on the altar, as Romans tells us in Romans 12. When we do that, we submit unto God and walk in the will of God, we're resisting the devil. And he will flee from us. To draw near to God, he will draw near to us. Where he tells us to wash our hands, you sinners. James tells us to do that. What? Christians as sinners? Well, I know we're the righteous of God. James knew that. Paul knew that. Our positional righteousness doesn't change. But Christians do fall into lethargy. They fall into carnality. And Paul is saying, wait a minute, guys. This is a time. You natural Jews and natural Gentiles who are now one in the faith there in Rome, you Christians, wake up. Because he's about to tell them how to get along together. So the challenge for us today is, where are you asleep? Or where are you alert? Are you alert each day in the Spirit? Are you spending time in the Scriptures? Are you letting the Word feed you? Just because you're following us means you're hungry and you want to grow in the grace of the Lord. I'm encouraging you. Ask the Holy Spirit today to awaken your understanding to any area where you might be asleep. And do what Paul says. Wake up. Make the choice. Today is my day, because my deliverance and salvation is closer. Each day is a spiritual journey for us in the Lord. Can I pray over you today? Father, I thank you for the Word. I thank you for the Spirit. I thank you for the challenge for us to awaken out of our spiritual slumber and be alert in the Spirit. And those who are watching today, may they be quickened in their heart to pursue and continue after you in faith, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh. Amen. Thank you for joining me today in the Word.